God in Christ has revealed his glory. Come, let us worship. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Give him praise, you servants of the Lord. O praise the name of the Lord. A very warm welcome to this, our online Harvest Thanksgiving service. Traditionally, of course, gifts will be brought on this Sunday, placed under the altar. And whilst we're not receiving gifts like that this year, we do encourage you, if you're able and would like to donate to St. George's Crypt and WaterAid, two charities that we have over the last few years always supported at Harvest, the Crypt in their work with the homeless of our city, and then WaterAid in ensuring all around the world that people have access to clear water that they can use, water that we take for granted. So do support them both if you can. And it's a good chance for me as well, as we give thanks for the harvest that we enjoy, for me to say thank you for the harvest that you bring, your income as you support and your giving as you support the life of the church here at St. Mary's. It makes an enormous difference. These have been remarkably challenging times for the church, both across the diocese and here in the parish. So your ongoing financial support really has been appreciated and really does matter. I hope if you don't give by standing order at the moment, that this might serve as a little prompt to just encourage you to do that, to ensure that we have that regular income coming in. Really what I want to say is thank you. Thank you for the support that you've given that enable us to be here and to be the church and to make the good news of Christ known both here and all around our diocese. So our Harvest Thanksgiving celebration continues with the first of our hymns.
Come, ye high Lord, people, come, reign.
We confess our sin and the sins of our society in the misuse of God's creation. God our Father, we are sorry for the times when we have used your gifts carelessly and acted ungratefully. Hear our prayer and in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We enjoy the fruits of the harvest, but sometimes forget that you have given them to us. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We belong to a people who are full and satisfied, but ignore the cry of the hungry. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We are thoughtless and do not care enough for the world you have made. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. We store up goods for ourselves alone, as if there were no God and no heaven. Father, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. The Lord enrich you with his grace and nourish you with his blessing. The Lord defend you in trouble and keep you from all evil. The Lord accept your prayers and absolve you from your offences for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Let us pray. God of grace, ever creating and restoring, you breathe life into all things and embrace us with an everlasting love. Help us to grow in wonder and love and awe, to embody a spirit of gratitude, and to dream generous dreams, that in gathering what we have, we may graciously offer ourselves to accomplish what you will, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble and to test you, and in the end, to do you good. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Alleluia. Lift up your eyes and see that the fields are ripe for harvesting. Gather the fruit for eternal life. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Generous and life-giving God, as we thank you at this time for the harvest, we pray that your Spirit might move between us, that seeds might be planted in us, in our lives as we seek to follow Jesus, that he might be made known through us, and his life grow in this community where we live, and in the places where we work, and in the relationships we have. Amen. They listen and walk away grumbling. "Why shouldn't I build a bigger barn? It means I can store more grain, sell more, have more, and then I shall relax and eat and drink and be merry." So they carry on building bigger barns and hold on to that vision that one day they will eat, drink, and be merry. But surprise, surprise, the barn, the profit, is never enough. And the contentment they seek eludes them. And then one day, well, you know the story. And whilst we might say that there's nothing wrong with building bigger barns, for this motivates us, and if we build bigger barns, then we can share the gains that we receive, at least that's the theory, experience tells us something other. The barns are never big enough, we always want more, and we are never content. And before we think, well, this is all about multinationals or big business, are we not all guilty in some way of that nagging sense of wanting something more, of our contentment being undermined by the seductive power of if only? If only I had this or that, then things would be different. We might not choose those words, but I reckon we have, or do, all say this at some time or another. But beyond things, what about how we relate to life in general, particularly at the moment? If only there wasn't this virus, then things would be different. If only if I wasn't in this job, things would be different. If only I could walk or see or whatever it is, then I'd be happier. If only, if only, if only. Those two words, if only, are of course part of life. And we need aspirations and dreams about who we can be. But we can sometimes get the balance wrong. Live from a place of, if only, to the detriment of the here and now, of what is. This virus that stubbornly refuses to go away, as we in Leeds know at the moment, has challenged us all in all kinds of ways, good and bad. All of us at some point over the last months have said, if only things were different. I know I have. It has been frustrating. And though we've not returned to the total lockdown of earlier in the year, further restrictions are now in place, and perhaps new frustrations have come along for us. So, though we knew the journey was never going to be straightforward, even though we hoped it might be, we find ourselves having to adapt again and not succumb to the frustrating and unsettling cul-de-sac that living if-onlys can bring, and try to live as well and as fully as we can in the here and now. And here we return to the gospel for this harvest Thanksgiving and Jesus' invitation to a life not defined by worries and if-onlys. He tells his disciples to consider the ravens and consider the lilies, to look around and see how God clothes creation. In a moment, we shall share some words of thanksgiving for the harvest, for food, for gifts and graces, for the seasons, for creativity and imagination, for life itself. And this day, these words are timely for us. For amidst the sense of wishing things might be different, we can lose the sense of the gift, the sense, the sight of the gifts and graces that we experience daily, often without noticing. And harvest comes as a chance to recapture a sense of thanksgiving, rather like when we rediscovered walks in the area where we live, when lockdown forced us to look differently at our life. Really, our attention then was no longer on building bigger barns. We had to stop and look and listen to live differently. Sometimes it wasn't easy, yet it was a time that I think mattered, did help us refocus on some of those things we often miss and remember those things which are most important to us. In our reading from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, the writer was anxious that the gifts and graces of God were not to be lost when the time of wilderness ended. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God. Those words are for us too as we go about our daily lives. And it is, I think, in the simple things, the simple acts of thanksgiving that we do not forget the Lord our God. Thanksgiving for waking up, for sight, for smell, for sound. Thanksgiving for touch, for movement. Thanksgiving for electricity that powers the kettle. Thanksgiving for water in the tap. Thanksgiving for warmth and shelter and food. Thanksgiving for the love we know, for friendship. Thanksgiving. And so perhaps when Jesus says, consider, and directs us to ravens and lilies and grass, he is inviting us to look, to see, and to give thanks. And in cultivating thanksgiving, it seems to me that we are much more likely to eat, drink, and be merry for simply what is. In contrast to living, if we live in the realm of if only, whether it be building bigger barns or wishing we were living somewhere else or at some other time, then the question is, will we ever be content? There are no harvest gifts as I said at the beginning, being offered under the altar today. No tins of potatoes and packets of pasta. Instead, just as we do every year, and just as we do at every Eucharist, we offer our lives. And we offer them knowing that we can, in the midst of this life, grumble and complain, if only this, if only that. But we can also strive to be content for what is, even with all life's challenges and frustrations at this time. And along the way, we can pray to see gifts and graces, to see those things we often miss, and be thankful. And maybe then, just maybe, we might live into that contentment that we all search for and long for. Amen. Let us give thanks to God, the God of all peoples of the earth, for the colour and forms of your creation and our place within it. We bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. For our daily food and for those whose work and skill bring your good gifts to us, we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. For the gifts and graces inspired by human minds and hearts, for insight and imagination, for the skills of research which bring healing and fulfillment to the lives of many, we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. For the light and shades of the changing seasons and their variety and dependability, for new life and growth out of barrenness and decay, we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. For new hope and strength in our communities, especially in your church and among all you call to serve you, we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. For all in whose lives we see goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and humility, and all the fruit of the Spirit, we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever. For the life we have been given, and for all those whom you have given us to share it, we bring our thanks, good Lord, your mercy endures forever.
Our promise of a year, a year with thy goodness, our promise of a year, a year with thy goodness. Thou visitest the earth and blessest it, and crownest the year with thy goodness. Let us pray. For the fruits of his creation, thanks be to God. For his gifts to every nation, thanks be to God. We pray especially this time for our leaders, for those who are tasked in this country and throughout the world in coordinating the response to COVID-19. We ask that they find a way to listen to each other and their advisers, to focus on the greater good and not their personal desires and ambitions, that they look beyond their borders and take a shared responsibility for the whole world. In the worldwide church, we pray for the Anglican Church of Tanzania, the Most Reverend Dr. Mambo Madola, Archbishop of Tanzania and Bishop of Tanga. We pray for those areas in Africa whose harvest has been ravaged by the combination of locust and flooding, and give thanks for all the aid organisations looking to bring relief to those places and all those that support them. Help us to be what God longs us to be. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. In the just reward of labour, God's will is done. In the help we give our neighbour, God's will is done. In our worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing, in the harvest we are sharing, God's will is done. In our diocese, we give thanks for the gift of imagination, which in so many varied ways has enabled worship and services to carry on outside of our church buildings this year. We pray for our Church of St Mary's and for all who have worshipped there over the centuries. We give thanks that we can now worship together in our beloved church as well as online. We pray for all those at this church who have enabled this to happen, especially for Matthew, and give thanks for his leadership. Today we also give thanks for those accompanying us on our journeys through these difficult times. Especially we give thanks for those maintaining regular contact with members of the congregation, and for those who are shopping to provide food. We give thanks for those organisations continue to offer fellowship and support to those who are homeless, those who do not have enough to eat. In this community, we pray for the residents of Mead Gardens. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than ourselves. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. At this time of heightened anxiety about the spread of COVID, we again ask for your blessing on all our nurses and care workers, our doctors and paramedics, our radiographers and midwives, and all others in the caring professions. We ask for your peace, for ourselves and for others. We ask for your blessing on all the scientists working on developing vaccines and other treatments. In a moment of silence, we pray for all those who are uppermost in our thoughts and prayers. To those we add those who have asked for our prayers: George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oakes, Margaret Tomlinson, Terry Foster, Doreen Hoare. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those across the world who have died from COVID-19 this week. Each person, someone's child, many, someone's partner, many, someone's parent. In this parish, we pray for the souls of Doreen Smythe and Alan Malone, who have recently died, and for all who mourn their death. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. For the harvests of his Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us. Most of all, that love has found us. Thanks be to God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Offering ourselves into the hands of God, let us pray with confidence in the words our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, with joy we have offered thanksgiving for your love in creation. By your grace, plant within us a reverence for all that you give us, and make us generous and wise stewards of the good things we enjoy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The earth has yielded its harvest. God, our God, has blessed us. You visit the earth and water it. You make it very plenteous. You soften the ground with showers and bless the increase of it. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. The meadows are clothed with sheep. The valleys stand so thick with corn. They shout for joy and sing. The earth has yielded its harvest. God, our God, has blessed us. The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The peace of the Lord be always with you. God of hope, fill us with every blessing, that we may share in every good work, And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in eager and refreshing hope. Work with Christ risen from the dead to fulfill the promise of a new creation. Thanks be to God.